Wanna Key is one place where police are adding something new to their arsenal. Law enforcement officials in the Madison area village expect to get their first tasers in 2007. Chief Kevin Plendel believes having four stun guns, one for each shift, would help officers control violent suspects.
Research has shown, and there's video to back up, that more officers are injured in one-on-one contact with subjects who are resisting, and the taser puts a quick stop to that.
Nearby Madison already has the devices, and the mayor's proposing to buy more, one for each and every officer. This possible expansion of tasers comes after Madison restricted how and when they should be used. The public complained and suggested improvements after a high school boy was shot with a taser while fleeing police. The proposed expansion of tasers also comes at a time when new independent research is casting doubt on the safety of stun guns. Eric Gunther from the American Civil Liberties Union is concerned that suspects could die and police be traumatized after using a weapon they're told temporarily disables a suspect, not kills them.
It's not to say that there aren't situations in which the use of a taser weapon would be appropriate, but the police, by and large, aren't training officers at a level where it would be appropriate, that is, just below the use of deadly force.
Earlier this month, two doctors at Children's Memorial Hospital in Chicago documented what's believed to be the first case where a person's heart stopped pumping blood solely because of the shock from a stun gun. The boy was immediately revived, but Taser International has long contended its weapons are not deadly. The company has studies of its own that show other factors, like drugs, cause death, not the taser itself. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.